every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Different kind of show on Sports Overnight America. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the app sports, Byline Sports Map, American Horses Radio, radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. We'll play some Barron Sports Trivia, Art Source with us, some Galaxy Sports, Laura Snoke Attorney with us, Infinite Baseball, Gary C. will be with us, and Shea Serrano later will talk about expensive basketball. We'll tell you what that really means. Let's talk quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers must have a threshold of pain beyond belief. He is going to play Sunday against Chicago at Soldiers Field with a broken left wrist. I don't know how long he'll go. Do you have any opinions on that? Sanders, of course, quarterbacking for Cleveland, didn't play well last week. He gets home and his house has been burglarized, all as far as quarterbacks in the NFL. And I want to tell you something else. I've been watching the NFL referees since I was 5 years of age. They're horrible this year in 2025. Detroit's game against Philadelphia last week, Philadelphia won the game, but Detroit would have had one more shot, but they called the defensive pass interference, but in reality, anybody saw it, it's offensive pass interference. And anyways, Detroit had no shot to win. I had nothing in the game one way or the other because I didn't care who won. But the point is, the officials are simply horrible. Talk to Art about that. LeBron James back with the Lakers. We'll see how many games he can play. All right, Tuesday of this week, it's a challenge in college basketball at Madison Square Garden. We had four schools playing, one of which was Kentucky. You have any idea what the NIL payment for Kentucky players might be? I have a good friend, and I asked her, and she said $30 million. No, only $22 million in NIL money for the Kentucky Wildcats. Any thoughts about that? Meanwhile, that Tuesday night, UCLA was playing Sacramento State. Come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com,
He'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, welcome back. Sports Overnight America, across America and around the world. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Later, Gary C. will make an appearance talking about gambling, not in 2025, but maybe 1925, and Hal Chase in 1941 with Julio Bonetti. But we'll talk to him, and of course, we'll talk to you at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. All right. Art Source, you played for the Rams, or you kicked for the Rams. I don't know if that was actually a player, but you know Soldier's Field. It's hard. We talked in the opening about Aaron Rodgers. What kind of threshold of pain must he have trying to play as a quarterback with a left wrist broken?
Well, you know, Fred, what amazed me is, you know, he's been pretty resilient over the years. And, you know, when he got up and he was grabbing that left wrist, you know, I thought maybe he sprained it or something of that nature. But a broken wrist, I mean, even as a quarterback, if you're going to be in the traditional, you know, behind the center position and you take those snaps, that's got to be painful. So I expect him to play a lot more out of the shotgun this week. But if you look around the NFL, I mean, you've got a lot of quarterbacks. Justin Herbert had a concussion. C.J. Stroud, concussion. Jackson Dart, concussion. Rodgers with the wrist. Penix blew out his left knee. You know, you go down the list. I mean, there's so many quarterbacks that are out. And now you got, you know, even the Raiders with Geno Smith, he's had a real tough, like, quad pull in his left leg. I mean, it's to the point where, you know, they want to go to an 18-game season, but I'm seeing it being really troublesome right now to play in a 17-game season. So how important does the backup quarterback become in the modern-day NFL? And it seems to me like, you know, other than Mac Jones and a few others, you know, I mean, they're paying the Atlanta quarterback Cousins an incredible amount of money right now. And, you know, he's going to be playing this week for Michael Penix. But, yeah, Fred, I just got to wonder how intelligent it is to put your quarterback out there against a very improved Bear defense. And it is a big game. I mean, they're 6-4. You know, Baltimore's 5-5, won 4 in a row, right on their tail. But, yeah, I'm amazed. I really am amazed because I got to be honest with you. I thought their backup quarterback came in and did a good job, you know, last week. By the way, he has Hollywood looks.
Laura, you played sports all the way growing up. How about playing anything with a broken left wrist?
Hard to imagine, really. And there's another player in the NFL that's playing with a big cast on his hand.
I saw that last week on Monday Night Football.
A defensive player, right?
Yeah. And all he had was like a thumb showing up.
Yeah, it can't be a hard cast because that would be a weapon. But I mean,
right?
You know, I guess it's, I don't know. Are there more injuries this season? It seems to me that there are, just anecdotally, but I don't know if that's the case. But
I'll tell you this, on kickoffs, many more injuries than were last year. Maybe they'll change the kickoff rule because of that. They changed it because there were so many injuries. And then now, last year it was okay based on the numbers.
But Fred, do you agree that it's a real exciting play now? I mean, you don't like it?
I hate it.
Yeah.
I'd like to play. I guess I'm old fashioned.
Go back to the old fashioned rule. Kick it off. Let them run.
Kick it off. Yeah. Let them run.
I agree.
All right. Thursday night, Josh Allen was sacked eight times. And there were three or four other times where he barely made it over the line. So you can really say 9, 10, or 11 times.
And I thought he broke his wrist on that one play, too, by the way.
Okay, so now if you take a look at some of the odds and some of the Vegas situations, Buffalo's dropped way down. That's the offensive line, Art. Obviously, they're all injured.
I have them ranked as the 14th best team in the NFL now. And I mean, I watched the debacle in Miami 2 weeks ago. I was with a friend in Ocean City, Maryland, and I could not believe that Miami, playing as poorly as they played, and now they've won two games in a row, so you never know. But I mean, it's just, I couldn't believe how they showed up. And then last night, they drive down the field, they score a touchdown, they look excellent. And then it's basically, you know, those were lookout blocks, we used to call them when I played, where the lineman turns around to the quarterback and yells, "Look out!"
Laura, any comments about too. Any
He's
comments
not playing
about
very well.
What about your LA Raiders against the Cleveland club this weekend? The Raiders are actually a 3-point favorite, Laura.
Give yourself a shot.
I don't know. We were talking about uniforms off the air, and I was thinking, you know, the Raiders, they haven't changed their uniforms since they started. Which
you
is
know what the stat of the week is, Laura? It's been 23 years since the Raiders won a playoff game. Is that hard to believe? Years.
Hard to believe. And it's not like they're not spending money. I mean, it's not like they're cheap. They've spent a ton of money on players.
How many coaches are they still paying?
I just hope they keep the coaching staff intact. They already fired their special teams coach, but they need continuity, and they need a quarterback because Geno Smith was never going to be the long-term solution.
And neither was Minshew.
Oh, please. Or that other McConnell.
Aiden.
I have to say, this is the first year, and I can't remember how long, that I did not go to a Raider game. Because I used to go up to Oakland. I used to go to the games here when they were here, and I went to SoFi when they played the Chargers. But this year, I didn't want to go. I mean,
know what I've noticed a little bit, you guys, is that the Allegiant Stadium is not a home field for the Raiders.
It's not a home field because
it's a destination and resort for these teams that go there every 4 years, and they go there for the weekend. They have a great time. They bring a big crowd with them. And as much as it's a gorgeous field and Mark Davis is trying to do the right thing, you know, I guess we got to give him some time. That's the modern world in football. You know, you get weeks instead of months and months instead of years. It's like, you know, how do you build a team unless you're in college? You can go into the NIL and in the transfer portal and grab what you need. I just think it's tough.
Hey, let's play a short version of Barron Sports Trivia. And perhaps later we'll play some more. Laura, are you ready for your favorite part of the show?
Well, I'm ready for – I have a trivia question for you.
Okay, go ahead first. Go ahead.
Would you like me to ask?
Let's do it. Yeah, she said it's a toughie, Fred.
So there are two quarterbacks in the NFL that have beaten both Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Who might those quarterbacks be?
Flacco?
That's one.
I'll go with Eli Manning number two.
Aren't you get the other one?
Eli Manning number two.
No.
Darn.
Who are the two quarterbacks? Okay, so to name the two quarterbacks, Tom Brady and who else?
The two quarterbacks who beat Tom Brady and Eli Manning.
Who beat
one
Tom
of them
Brady.
Is Joe.
Oh, okay. Well, can't be. Well, then I would have to go with his brother then, Peyton.
No, who beat Peyton Manning? Did I say Eli?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I meant Peyton. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I got one.
It's not Eli.
I got
Manning.
One. I'm out of it.
Fred's on the board. All right, let me think for a second here because I really got to go into the Wayback Machine here. So I gotta start.
I don't think you're gonna get it. It's like so obscure to me. I was really surprised.
Oh, obscure. How about Frank Reich?
No.
All right. Who
give
was
us a hint? Who did he play for?
Well, he played for the Trojans in college.
Okay, then we're gonna go with the quarterback for the Bengals, Palmer.
Leinart?
Play for the Jets. I'm not positive exactly.
Leinart?
He's been
Mark
in the
Sanchez?
News. He's been in the news recently.
Mark Sanchez?
You're right.
Wow.
We'll never
got
be
that
on TV
friend.
Again. Laura, I gotta ask you a trivia
I got
question.
You guys.
You got no, you don't. I got mine.
Fred,
got
Fred was right on top of things. Are you kidding me?
All right. Laura, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Last weekend. They went to the owner's booth at Lincoln Financial as the Eagles beat Detroit. What famous actor was sitting in the owner's booth next to Jeffrey Lurie? What famous actor was sitting next to Jeffrey Lurie?
In the Philadelphia game?
In the Philadelphia-Detroit game. Big Eagles fan. Historically famous Eagles fan.
Oh, I know this.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
No, it wasn't Jennifer Lawrence.
DC is his initials.
Did a movie with Jennifer Lawrence.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. You see, you're getting better at this. You really, no, Art, did
and
you
I
know just, that?
Well, I watched the game, so I actually, it wasn't
Art,
true.
Art, did you know that?
Yeah, I did. I said
right,
BC.
Let's see if you know this one, Art Source. You ready?
I doubt it.
Elroy, Crazy Legs Hirsch.
Wisconsin
athletic
AD,
director
great
in
guy.
Wisconsin. Athletic director of Wisconsin for a quarter of a century. Of course, he played at Wisconsin, but he also played for another school. He transferred. What other school did Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch play? Where? Dundee.
Wow, I'd have to remember my old Tom Fears. I got to go back when they were like together. What other school? How about where Otto Graham played? The Naval Lakes, the Naval, what they call it? Great Lakes Naval
no, this
Station.
This was a big major school. Major.
Oh,
football.
Really? I'm going to go with Ohio State then.
Ohio State. Did he transfer to Ohio State, Laura?
No.
All right. Very quickly, he transferred to Michigan for 2 years. What happened was he enlisted in the Marines, and they had their training at the campus in Ann Arbor. So he transferred to Michigan, and then, of course, he became the athletic director of Wisconsin many years, did a television show and radio shows here in Southern California when Art was very young. And Art was sort of midstream. I was very, very young and did a great job. We'll come back with more on Sports Overnight America right.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the Tax Helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Overnight America. Later, we'll talk to Gary C. about gambling 100 years ago or so. And right now, we'll talk about Expensive Basketball, written by Shea Serrano, with art by Ian Clarer. Fine book, interesting book. Shea, welcome to the show.
What's going on, my friend?
A lot going on here and across America and around the world. All right, define expensive basketball. How do you define it?
The expensive basketball is an idea that I think people sort of understand intuitively, right? The way that I present it in the book is with a hypothetical. I say, I tuned into the show early. I heard y'all talking about football. So I'm going to do a football version of this.
Okay.
Because you guys are going to get it. All right. If somebody were to show you a video, let's say a person who had never seen any football played before, but they were to show you a video of Tom Brady throwing a pass, right? Boom, here's Tom Brady throwing a pass, right? And then they were to show you a video of, we were just discussing, Mark Sanchez throwing a pass, just one pass each, like a long ball. And they asked that person, which of these two feels more expensive? The person they were asking would know, for some reason, they would feel, just looking at it, oh, the Tom Brady pass, it just looks different, feels important. There's something about it. And that's what expensive basketball is. It's like sometimes a thing happens on a basketball court that feels expensive. It feels different. And the book is just 30 essays. Each one of the essays is about a basketball thing like that, like Magic Johnson in the open court. That feels expensive, you know?
Michael Steph Jordan Curry with at 5 seconds left.
Michael Jordan with 5 seconds left. That feels expensive. That feels much different than James Harden with 5 seconds left.
You know what I mean? It ever.
Expensive Basketball, Shea Serrano, published by Grand Central. Pick it up Amazon or major bookstores everywhere. All right, I don't like the three-point shot, but you talk about Steph Curry. He's very expensive, is he not?
He's very expensive. Yes, the way that he plays, the way that he shoots. You don't like the 3-point shot like at all?
Hate it.
Really?
Despise it.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. We should argue about that. I don't understand why you don't like it.
I would limit the number of 3-point shots.
Can I tell you why my friend doesn't like it? Because we grew up where there were no slam dunks, okay?
Uh-huh.
Where Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor has to lay it in the basket.
Then they
made that change. Then you have the three-point shot come in. A guy's driving on a fast break, 3-on-2. He turns, and he disdains the layup, flips it 25 feet to the right, and a guy shoots a three-pointer.
Is that
what basketball, when Naismith was, you know, putting the peach basket up, is that what they were thinking about?
No, but also when they put the peach basket up, it had a bottom in it still. Like, stuff
is
supposed
to
change.
I know, it's right down the street here.
Hey, I interviewed John Wooden. Wizard of Westwood, the day that they announced that they were going to 3-point shot in college basketball. And you know what he said to me on the air?
What he said?
Fred, the object of the game is to get closer to the basket, not further away.
And well, see, forward, I think the I object the is to get shot. More points.
Okay, let me ask you guys, if you're going to call out a quote, can I call out a quote? Sure.
I'm going to go with them asking why Anton Walker shot so many threes. And his response was because they don't have 4-pointers. I'm going the opposite direction as Mr.
Like
Wooden.
But that's funny.
Don't you think that the game would be more interesting if the 3-point shot were limited?
Or tougher?
Maybe like that's, so many, you know, no, limiting how many 3-pointers are allowed or something, because it just gets too boring. I mean, I'm a big basketball fan. I love basketball, but I think, you know, there is a boring element to it when everybody does is come down the floor and shoot 3-pointers.
That's the first time I had heard somebody suggest, what if we cap the number of 3-pointers? That's a fun idea. If it's like, hey, you get 27 3-pointers.
That's Fred's idea, by the way. I'm not going to take for it.
Fred, that's a fun idea, Fred.
Expensive basketball. Did anybody ever think that the Lakers would be worth $10 billion, Fred and Mr. Serrano? $10 billion.
I read today that they fired two of the bus kids.
Jesse and Jim.
Yeah, not Jim.
No, Jesse and...
Joey, I think.
Joey, yeah.
Joey.
He was director of research and development. What a great job. Like, that
for the Lakers. Well, because they opposed the sale.
Yeah.
Laura, who's your favorite NBA player or college player? Basketball.
Who's my favorite NBA player right now or forever?
Yeah. Historically.
Oh, Kobe Bryant.
We'll see if he's in this book. Okay, is Kobe Bryant, Shay, expensive?
Kobe Bryant is in the book. The two defining basketball players of my adulthood, of my like adult fandom, Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant. Those are the guys,
great.
Right?
That's a good choice.
So I knew when I was writing the book, I'm going to start the book with one. I started with Tim. I'm going to end it with the other. I end it with Kobe. I wrote specifically about the final 196 seconds of his career. Right. The last 3 minutes and 16 seconds of the last game when he's playing against Utah and he's going crazy. This is the same night that the Warriors are playing with a chance to break the 72 win record that everybody said was never going to be broken. It's that same night. Steph Curry is about to become the first player ever to hit 400 threes in a season. All of this stuff is happening on ESPN. Nobody cared because Kobe and his lowly Lakers, who were not anywhere near the playoffs, were playing against a team who was not anywhere. They had been eliminated already. It was a meaningless game, but Kobe had gotten hot. And when Kobe got hot, it was like the most exciting thing you could. I don't like the Lakers.
I hate
the Lakers. I'm a San Antonio Spurs guy. I was sitting there with my hands on my head. Couldn't believe what I was watching. Oh, my God, Kobe Bryant. It's just so crazy that the final time he's on a basketball court in an NBA capacity, he is somehow able to marshal all of the magic, all of the imagination of everybody for like a 3-minute stretch. Go back and watch that whole fourth quarter is on YouTube, but go back, watch the final 3 minutes of it.
Wow.
And they're just cutting into his, the crowd. Do you think that Kobe's people freaking out? Go ahead,
Shay. Do you think that Kobe's career has been marginalized somewhat since he passed away in the helicopter accident?
Marginalized and like made.
Well, he just doesn't get the credit he deserves as one of the. I put him in the top 10 in NBA history and ABA history, but I don't think a lot of people, for some reason, even though he had all the championships, just to me, you know, I don't think he gets the due that a lot of people like me think he should.
I think he gets a fair amount of due in the circles that I'm in. He's regarded as, you know, one of the, as you're saying, one of the 10 best. I have him like around 11 or 12.
Okay.
But I think he's right. I think that's one of the greatest to ever do it. And again, I hate the Lakers, but you can't just be like, what, Kobe's bad.
You got to be a Popovich fan, right?
The best basketball coach of all time.
Shay, in her last 30 seconds, Vince Carter and the slam dunk. Talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. A transcendent performance. The type of thing that is – they just had the dunk contest last year. They did a whole 25-year anniversary for it or whatever, like a big celebration of this whole thing. It's hard to get into all of the pieces of it, but let me say very quickly – the NBA dunk contest had fallen apart. It had been gone. They just got rid of it for a couple of years because that's how bad it had gotten. Nobody wanted to participate in it. And then Vince Carter shows up, who was doing all of these dunks nobody had ever seen. That year, he was the most popular player in the NBA. Like, he led the All-Star game in votes. He goes out. He had made a reputation for himself
as an athlete, dunker.
Then he goes out there and he exceeds every expectation. They're still talking about it a quarter of a century later. That's expensive basketball.
Hey, may Greg Popovich live forever. And Shay, thank you for appearing. Expensive Basketball, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And Shay, thank you. And back with more right after.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Now, we've had Gary Sitowski on many times here on Sports Overnight America, and he'll tell you what he does. I'll tell you what he does. He gives you baseball cards and baseball history that you have never read before, never seen before. And Gary, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on again.
Gary, we have to have you on now with the gambling problems in Major League Baseball and throughout the world of sports. I knew Hal Chase as a cheater. I knew him as a fine first baseman. You knew 20 pages on Hal Chase, former player about 100 years ago. Talk about Hal Chase and your comments about gambling then and gambling now.
Yeah, Hal Chase was like Honus Wagner or Johnny Bench. He's the player that defined the position that he played in. So Hal Chase was a first baseman. He came into the major leagues with the Highlanders, who became the Yankees, in 1904. And he came out of California, out of the Pacific Coast League. And he revolutionized the position of first base. He was one of the first players to play behind the base. So he acted effectively as a fourth outfielder. Nobody had really done that at the time. And he was such an athlete, he was able to dash in or grab the balls wherever he needed to be, whereas usually a first baseman just stood there with his, you know, very close to the bag. So that was the way that first baseman afterwards would play that position. He was also an expert at the hit and run, which is something you don't really see that much anymore, but was a big deal back when they had the dead ball, which was a flattened baseball. It really had to try hard to hit a home run. Somebody had to fall down or something back in Hal Chase's time before Babe Ruth. So the best way to score runs would be if there's a runner on first or second, the manager would call for a steal. Base runner would steal. It was the batter's job to put the ball in play, or at least swing at the ball, which would prohibit the catcher from getting the ball and throwing the base runner out. So even if you swung and missed, the chances of the catcher being able to throw out the base runner, you know, would be erased. But Hal Chase was an expert at that. So he was known for being an unbelievable first baseman, great athlete, and expert in with the hit and run. But he was also, you know, had a very magnetic personality. He was the type of guy who walked in a room and everybody wanted to know him, and he made you feel special. He's a real good looking guy, and he's playing in Manhattan, you know, at the turn of the century. And this is like the high times of gambling and entertainment in New York and Broadway and all that. And Hal Chase was right in the middle of it because he was the biggest baseball star in New York at the time. A lot of the people who used to hang out in the same bars and restaurants as Hal Chase were these guys that they called sports, which today you would call bookies or professional gamblers, guys that made their living betting on baseball or horse racing. So a lot of these sports would sidle up to the baseball players who would hang out in these restaurants and bars, and they would listen, keep their ears open and listen for little hints about how to bet on a game the next day. So a ball player could say, for instance, the center fielder is really battling a bad cold right now, or the pitcher, he has a sore arm, or so-and-so is going to pitch tomorrow and he's not really that good. A gambler or a sport could pick up on that in a second and know how to play put his bet down the right way. And it's inside information that nobody else would have. So Hal Chase caught on to this because he was a very smart guy, caught on to what the sports were doing, waiting for these little tidbits of information. And Hal Chase thought to himself, Hal, what if you just manufactured your own little tidbits of information? So he began.
Whether they were true or not, right?
Right, right. So he began figuring out ways that he could throw or alter the outcome of a ball game. So, you know, anybody could swing and miss at a pitched ball, and it's pretty easy to see when somebody's doing it intentionally. But like I said, Hal Chase was so good at first base, and he would make plays that nobody else would be able to do at that time. So if he missed a ball, or if he missed a relay from the second baseman or something, I mean, that's Hal Chase. If Hal Chase couldn't get to it, it must be an error on the second baseman or something like that. And nobody caught on for the longest time. So that's how he became famous doing that, as opposed to being a very famous first baseman.
Gary Seawith is in. Gary, how can the folks, if they're interested in the history of baseball, as you put it, how can they get involved with you? How can they join you?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to studiogaryc.com. And that's my website, and you can read all my baseball stories and see all my baseball art on there. It's no charge for it. Just have a good time reading it.
Art, you're on with Gary C. on Sports Overnight America.
Well, I'm fascinated by the fact that, you know, we were talking about pitches with Class A and the other Indians pitcher getting in trouble for, you know, betting on pitches. Yeah. At a certain point in time, Gary, one of the questions I want to ask, and I want our listeners to be able to understand, is when did Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, major sports get in bed with these DraftKings, FanDuel, MGM, Caesars? And is it really right? I mean, we were talking about in the opening, Fred talking about the NFL referees. We know the NBA scandals that happened with Donegan back in the past. I mean, are they just getting too familiar for what's really going on in terms of the integrity of the games?
It's really interesting because I, for one, was completely surprised that they did that, because, I mean, there's betting machines inside of ballparks now. I mean, as far back as recently as the 1940s, there was a huge scandal in the Pacific Coast League with gambling, with bettors. It got so obvious that guys would just be placing bets in the outfield in the bleacher seats at Wrigley Field in Los Angeles, or at Gilmore Field in Hollywood. Right out in the open, they, you know, next guy's going to miss this ball. Here's $800 changing hands. You know, everybody,
a lot of money in those days, right?
Yeah. And the Pacific Coast League cleaned it up. I just couldn't understand it when they brought that back. And, you know, Pete Rose was held up as this big pariah for so long. And even when he was alive, they still went through with the FanDuel stuff and the betting inside the ballpark. And I have nothing against laying a bet down on a ball game at all. I mean, I've done it 1,000 times myself. But when it's sanctioned by the sport and put inside the stadiums by the same entity that went out of its way to ban it all those years ago, and it was such a huge scandal and made a big deal about saying how clean the sport is and how they cleaned it up, and then you just open the doors back up and invite it all back in. It's inevitable that these things could have happened. I mean, just recently with Cleveland and last year with Pittsburgh and the minor leaguers.
Attorney Laura Snoke, you're on with Gary C.
Hi, Gary. Well, but with so many things recently, we can all trace this to the Supreme Court when it, in 2018, decided in its infinite wisdom to declare that all the laws against sports betting were unconstitutional. For the life of me, I don't understand that. But, you know, I think it's what I think. People need laws and rules to function, because if they don't have clear laws and clear rules, they're going to break them. I mean, that's just human nature going back as far as recorded history. And I think with this sort of, I don't even know what to call it. It's not really libertarian, but it's sort of, you know, let everybody do whatever they want.
Laissez-faire.
Let the chips fall where they may. Right. It's just becoming a disaster. And especially with all the money that's being thrown around now, because there's so much of a concentration of wealth in the top, you know, 5% or whatever, that you've just, it's already happening. And I think it's a disaster, more of a disaster waiting to happen. And it's going to ruin sports, because people love sports. I mean, the integrity of sports is you get to watch a product on the field or on the court that is free of bias, free of that it's meritorious, that you, the better team, the better player wins. And if that integrity gets tarnished, people aren't going to watch sports anymore. It's just going to be another pastime that you know, goes by the wayside. So I'm concerned about the future. I really am.
Gary?
Yeah, I agree. And thanks for putting in that thing about the Supreme Court in 2018. I did not know about that, actually. It's scary because you think about the crisis that baseball went through after the 1919 World Series fix came out. You know, it was only Babe Ruth and the lively ball that pretty much brought people back to baseball. It's an overused, you know, maybe it's a myth or it's an overused saying that Babe Ruth brought the fans back to baseball and brought back their faith in the game. But it's true. I mean, because what's the point of watching a World Series game if it's fixed? You know,
right.
Why bother? Yeah.
Gary?
Or even why bother betting on it, which is kind of interesting too, because they're going to lose sports fans and they're going to lose sports bettors because nobody wants to bet on something that's rigged.
See, you have to figure out a couple other angles. I mean, there was a great movie called Casino with Robert De Niro where there was the one guy who had all the inside information, Mr. Rosenthal, I believe was his name, and he knew a boyfriend going out on a girl or, you know, he knew everything about everything. But, you know, I mean, information is an amazing thing. But I also just want the integrity of the game. I want the players to play hard. I think the prop bets are also a big problem here. And the in-game gambling, that was never anything that I can remember in the past. You picked your team, you picked whatever, and you did it. What are your thoughts on that, Garrett?
Well, I remember I went to art school in Baltimore and lived there for a few years afterwards.
Right,
and I remember going to the old Memorial Stadium and sitting in the cheap seats, the bleachers. And I was surrounded by the old guys with the cigars that were making the prop bets on whether a guy was going to drop the
probably
ball.
Probably knew Babe's Bar behind center field.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that was before analytics told them what the odds are that was.
Oh, they had analytics, believe me. Leo DeRocher knew what everybody was going to do before they did it.
Yeah. Or as a kid, going to Mets games, you know, as a kid, the guys would take bets on mound ball, like at the end of the inning where the pitcher throws the ball.
Does it make it into the little circle on the mound? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So I mean, I remember money changing hands like crazy over bets like that. So I don't, you know, prop bets aren't anything new. I mean, even in, like I said, in Hal Chase's time, that was a thing. So
Gary, you mentioned the Angels, LA Angels, early 1940s. Julio Benetti, go a little bit further with that.
Yeah, Julio Benetti was a guy from. Well, he's born in Italy. He's one of the only. I think there's 11 major league ball players that were born in Italy. He's
great
one
stat.
Of them. And so he was in the minor leagues in the mid 1930s. He was signed by the St. Louis Browns and he pitched a year or so with them and just really didn't have it as a pitcher. So he was sent back to the minors. He got sent to the LA Angels and he just somehow pulled it all together and became known as a precision pitcher. At one point in 1939, he went, I think, 64 innings without walking a batter. So I think that was a record at the time or something like that. 64 consecutive batters faced without walking any of them, you know, which is kind of incredible. So in 1940, he gets signed by the Chicago Cubs and pitches one game for Chicago. It didn't do too good, and they dumped him back to Los Angeles. And I think he won like 16 games that year with them. He was extremely popular in Los Angeles with the Angels fans. One of the better pitchers in the Pacific Coast League at the time. So 1941 comes around. You know he's probably going to get another chance with the Cubs because at that point, the Cubs had a working agreement with the Angels. So he begins the 41 season going 3-0. And looks like he's going on to another great season. And in the meantime, a commissioner of the Pacific Coast League knew that there was a lot of gambling going on, particularly in San Francisco and Los Angeles. And back then, LA had the Hollywood Stars and the LA Angels. So you had all these Hollywood guys with a lot of money, and they'd be sitting in the bleachers. They're putting down bets. You got the people that would go to all the racetracks from San Diego all the way up to Santa Barbara coming down to the ball games to place bets. So there was a lot of betting action, and it got so bad, like I was saying before, where you could just sit there and watch, and there's just money changing hands in the bleachers. It was that obvious. Nobody was doing anything about it. So for some reason, I haven't been able to figure this out, but they focused in on Julio Benetti. So he doesn't know that the private eye was staking him out and anybody was watching him. Yeah,
Gary, so that's... we got to go. Obviously, he got kicked out of baseball, and that was Julio Benetti. And of course, you talked about Hal Chase. And one more time, Gary, how can folks find out more about you?
Yeah, studiogaryc.com.
That's easy. StudioGaryC.com. Gary C., thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Great
job. We'll do it again. All right, Gary C. with us and more.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Back on Sports Overnight America, I'd like to thank our guest tonight, Gary C., and anything you want to know about historical baseball, you go to Studio C at GaryC.com, Studio C at GaryC.com, and of course, Shea Serrano, Expensive Basketball, Laura and Art with Fred, Sports Fred at AO.com, Sports Fred at AO.com. Okay, talked NBA with Shea a few minutes ago on Sports Overnight America. Laura, I hate the NBA Cup. I don't know why it's even here. Does anybody care about the NBA Cup? Laura, any comments?
Oh, you mean the in-season tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just sort of a gimmick to me. I don't like it either. I don't know if anybody cares. I mean, I've watched a couple of games, you know, since the season just started. Lakers look good. And it'll be interesting to see now how they integrate LeBron into the game. But LeBron is definitely passed the torch to Luka, as he should. And but yeah, I don't know if anybody cares about that in-season tournament.
Art, do you dream about the NBA Cup mid-season, in-season?
You know what, Fred? I'm going to be honest here. I have not watched a minute of the National Basketball Association so far this year. I do check the scores, and I've bet against the Mavericks like four or five times, very successfully so far this year. What I will tell you this, I'm not really excited about the Cup, and I'm not also not really excited about how Mark Cuban threw the Dallas Mavericks under the bus after he sold them. I've read some really, really gnarly things regarding what he did with the general manager who was recently fired. And I just kind of wonder what's going on. Indiana went from a championship potential team to where they won one game this year.
The latest, they're going to trade Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Anthony Davis, talk about a conundrum wrapped up in an enigma. I mean.
All right. For Art, for Laura, for Mario, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all time, all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.